Welcome back. I'm Anthony McCarthy. I'm sitting in for Mark Steiner this morning on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. There are a lot of things in the headlines, but of course, we're going to focus on one of the most talked about headlines in the last 24 hours. Sheila Dixon, who became the first black female mayor of the city of Baltimore in 2007 after serving as a member of the city council and president of the Baltimore City Council. 2 years later, in January 2010, she resigned from the mayor's office after she was convicted of a misdemeanor charge of stealing gift cards intended for the needy. Yesterday, she released a statement on social media on Facebook. Part of the statement read, "I believe I have the leadership skills and experience to bring citizens across the city together to create a safer city that is also cleaner, greener, and healthier than we are today. Together, we can reclaim, revive, and rebuild Baltimore." She announced yesterday she will seek her old office in the 2016 mayor's election. A lot of chatter on social media, on our mainstream media, and of course, we're talking about it this morning here on public radio. 410-319-8888. If you have a comment, do you believe that Sheila Dixon would make a good mayor for the city of Baltimore? Do you believe that her conviction of this misdemeanor charge precludes her from serving the people of the city? We want to hear from you. I am excited about my guest this morning, my friend, longtime friend, great journalist Charles Robinson is in the studio with me, political and business correspondent for Maryland Public Television, much more, and all the great roles I've known you in over the years. I could not wait for you and I to sink our teeth into this. Again, we want to hear from you. Are you excited? 410-319-8888, that Sheila Dixon is jumping in this race against incumbent mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake. There's a long list of other names that people are talking about. Charles, give me your first impression. Sheila Dixon, this wasn't necessarily a surprise.
I am not shocked. I am not shocked. First and foremost, I want the audience to know that Anthony and I have known Sheila for a number of years.
Long time.
Anthony has actually worked for her.
Full disclosure. That's
full
right.
Full disclosure. I went to high school with Sheila. Mm-hmm. And to be candid, I have been talking to Sheila's representatives for the last 3 to 4 weeks about whether or not she was going to run. Would she seek it? Was this a chance at, I think, what some would call redemption? I have also wondered out loud about whether or not the sitting mayor, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, was this going to be the only challenger? I think a number of folks point to the Freddie Gray funeral as that moment that kind of set
Remind
Sheila Dixon.
Our listeners of that.
Well,
remind us what happened.
On the day of Freddie Gray's funeral, a number of elected officials and unelected officials showed up at the funeral. The pastor of the church at Shiloh began to introduce individuals. And by the time they got to Sheila Dixon, she got what most people describe as a standing ovation. This kind of, you know, I have been talking to the former mayor over a number of years after her conviction, because it seemed everywhere I would go, people would say, "Sheila, you should run." Mm-hmm. And I asked her on a number of occasions, "Are you hearing those voices? And how are you responding to them?" And of course, I think the former mayor was flattered. And not only was she flattered, I think that she kept hearing them. It wasn't something that was going away. And Anthony, you've been in intimate situations with her. If nothing, I would say that Ms. Dixon, the former mayor, is politically astute. She is not a novice in this process. and sometimes she goes against conventional wisdom.
Without question. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she takes conventional wisdom. And I was going to ask you, being intimately with her, how does she come to that process of kind of explaining how she comes to conclusions, because I think all of us who are sitting on the outside sometimes don't understand that there are always political calculations. There are personal calculations, because there's always the question of how do I bring my family along in this process?
Mm-hmm.
And understand, her kids are much older now.
Without question.
And so they are also now her advisors.
That's right. We want you to call in if you have a comment, 410-319-8888. As Charles Robinson said, I don't know how many people were really surprised that Sheila Dixon made this announcement. I think some were probably surprised it came so early. On Facebook, she announced she would run for mayor. What are your thoughts on that? We want to hear from you. 410-319-8888. I will tell you that I, too, have been speaking with former Mayor Sheila Dixon over the last several weeks. And you hit the nail right on the head. She would not be getting in this race if she and her advisors had not calculated a path to victory on her part and the campaign. I think that people who analyze these things, and you and I do this, not this just the mayor's race, but we're asked to comment and give our experiences and thoughts on a lot of races. Honestly, the current mayor, the incumbent mayor, has seen some great challenges, especially since the death of Freddie Gray, which make her reelection not assured, where in the city of Baltimore and all major cities, an incumbent mayor tends to be reelected very easily. This will be a hard-fought battle but for Stephanie Rawlings-Blake.
And for Sheila Dixon.
And for Sheila Dixon and whomever else
jumps in this race.
And I think that Sheila Dixon, if her children had told her, no, we do not want to endure this, Sheila Dixon would not have done this. If, in fact, her spiritual advisors, she relies heavily on her pastor and others, just
and
to
that's
give
Frank
her,
Reed.
Frank Reed, Dr. Frank Reed. They not to say that he is supporting her, but I know that they have the kind of relationship, along with other ministers, that speak to her spiritually, and they have I would say, given her the blessing.
Sure.
Because this is something politically calculated, definitely about the future of our city. But this for Sheila Dixon, no matter how we slice this, this is about redemption. This is finishing a job she began, and this is about asking the people of Baltimore to see something in her that allows her to contribute to the future of this city that she loves.
Let me also talk about supporters of both Sheila Dixon and of Stephanie Rawlings-Blake. They have some intersections.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is no surprise that the former mayor's support is based in West Baltimore.
Without question.
And mm-hmm. and it starts in Edmondson Village, and it literally goes all the way up to the northern portion of the community, up towards the Pikesville area. And going all the way down to Southwest Baltimore. She is not, let me say this, that all mayors of the city get wide support. But I will suggest to you, her support is weakest on East Baltimore. And that means that she has to do what I call the touch and feel moment.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear numerous people, and I've heard them over the last couple of days talk about, well, Sheila did this for me, or the mayor did this for me. Now, let me talk about Stephanie Rawlings-Blake's area of, where her support comes from. It is in the middle of that, if you will. If you look at the Ashburton neighborhood, which is one of the largest a collection of electorates. If you want electoral votes in a city, that's where you got to go, because that's where people vote in almost the 85% to 90% range. And there is a juggernaut there. That also includes a unique group of constituents that both these ladies are trying to woo. And that are black women in the city. As you and I know, there are social organizations, sororities, and other organizations. I'm talking the Lynx. I'm talking the AKAs, the Deltas, the Zetas, the Sigma Gamma Rose. They'll all be trying to vie for their support. And let me say this. They all have what I call a foot in each one of those. And I don't think that you could come away with a what I would call give me all your votes. You'll get some of them. Mm-hmm. You're just not going to get all of them. And the last part of that, this is what I would call the Lawrence Bell, Carl Stokes race. Oh, we're going to get all the black folks. And guess what? And then we enter into a Martin O'Malley candidate. Some people call it the Great White Hope. Is there a chance for someone to utilize this split to step into the mayoral's position?
As we our time here discussing this winds down, I want to invite you, join us with your thoughts. 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. That's the number to become part of our conversation. Charles Robinson from Maryland Public Television is in the studio with me. Charles, let me just be very frank and honest with you. Or ask a question of you about...
You're going to be frank with me
that's
now?
Right. This is crazy. I am very curious because yesterday I spoke to... My phone rang off the hook. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to two very distinct constituencies. Mm-hmm. African-American leaders, elected officials, were calling me, asking me what I thought. I was very honest and frank with them. They were very hesitant about whether or not they could support Sheila or even Stephanie Rawlings-Blake. But my white colleagues and leaders, and I don't want to say leaders in white communities, but in Roland Park, and I have a friend who's part of the association in Highland Town and Canton, were very clear to me that Sheila Dixon would have to work extraordinarily hard to convince white voters in this majority black city that she represents the future for the city of Baltimore. Give me your thoughts on that break.
This is that press the flesh issue. You know, the wild card in the city is Canton and the Federal Hill area. These are and the new area over by the Under Armour.
That's right.
In the Under Armour area. You know, this will literally be the first time that they get a chance to weigh in. I'm going to talk about a campaign that real quickly, Marilyn Mosby. You know, Marilyn Mosby galvanized women in this city like nobody else.
Yes.
And, you know, I talked to her husband about it. We had arguments about it. But I give her her due. She found a core issue that resonated not just with black women, but women in general. And I think that when you look at Heather Mazur's, you know, run for governor in this city, there is a constituency that's there for the taking.
Wow. I didn't think about that. You've made me think. We have some callers who are calling to join our conversation. Let's go to Deborah. Deborah's calling in from Northeast Baltimore. Deborah, welcome to the Mark Steiner Show.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
Yes, I grew up in Edmonton Village, and I now reside in Northeast Baltimore. I believe the citizens of Baltimore have been displeased with our current mayor from the time she came into office. I'm going to make this short and sweet. Sheila Dixon is going to be our new mayor. This is it, and she's going to win by landslide. Thank you.
Deborah, thank you for that call. Bring your perspective.
Fervent supporters for Sheila. They always have been.
And let's go to, I think it's Quadria calling from Baltimore. Welcome to the Anthony McCarthy Show.
My opinion about Sheila Dixon. Anybody who would steal from homeless people, you know, you hate your own people, and then you hate people because they're poor. I don't think she's qualified.
Thank you for that perspective as well.
And that is the 500-pound gorilla.
Isn't
that
something?
That you know, some people are willing to forget, and others are unwilling to forget what the former mayor's trials and tribulations have been through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the interesting part is there's no middle ground. People they slice it.
Like these two callers.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, they either love her or they loathe her. And you know, it's very difficult to find out, you know, what's the underlying issues.
What do you think, Charles, about the apology? There are a lot of folks, and you and I are hearing it, who say, I don't recall her really apologizing. She danced around in some people's minds.
She did. Mm-hmm. She apologized in an interview that Vic Carter did. He's a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Some people said that wasn't good enough. But what do you want? You know, are you looking for blood? What do you need? And I think in the early days following her legal predicament, I think the mayor was very reluctant to come forward with any kind of apology. I don't know if it was a advisor or time. Sometimes time has a way of making us rethink our positions. You know, Ms. Dixon will have she's going to have to convince people that somehow I've learned from that. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is.
We have a bunch of calls that are coming in the last few minutes. We're not going to be able to get to everyone. Unfortunately, we're going to continue this conversation about Sheila Dixon on the Anthony McCarthy Show tonight at 7 here on WEA. Karen's calling from Baltimore. Karen, welcome to the Mark Steiner Show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I have to agree. I think that Ms. Dixon would have to really, really convince that she has learned from her mistakes, but it's all about ethics. And I feel that what do we teach and say to our young people? That it's okay to steal and you still, I know about forgiveness, but I just don't think that she's qualified because it's an ethical issue for me. Thank you.
Karen, thanks for your call. Kenneth calling from the city of Baltimore as well. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Annelie.
Hey, Kenneth. Great to talk to you.
All right. Well, you know, it's like this, and I'll be short. A lot of people still would rather have Mary Dixon in there. Had she not interrupted herself with this incident, she would have done a whole lot of good things for the city, I do believe. And so let me leave you, everyone, with this. If God can forgive, who are we not to?
Kenneth, thanks for your call. Let me ask you, Charles, how will the other candidates who jump in this race, how will that play out? There's talk about Senator Catherine Pugh, Councilman Nick Mosby, Councilman Carl Stokes, names including Senator from the East Side, I forget his name. There's a lot of talk about others getting
in
this race.
And let me talk about people like Warnock, who is a white developer who lives down at the Ritz, and others who may jump in this race.
Senator Bill Ferguson. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I can't remember all the potential names. But look, I think the more people that get in the race becomes Stephanie Rollins' race to win. The late great what's his name from off of Liberty Road?
We're getting old, brother.
We are getting old. But Conway. Uh-huh. Conway. Frank Conway, you know, remember there was a number of people who were running for a particular mayor's office.
That's
and he
right.
tried to broker a deal where some people would drop out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if those days of politics are still here. But, you know, let me say this. You know, Kurt Schmoke used a red, black, and green banner to solidify his second race for mayor. I don't know if that works now. Racial solidarity can go either way. And you have to be very cautious about using that. All you got to look at is the race between Lawrence Bell and Carl Stokes.
Let me inject this into the conversation. There is an anticipation that a lot of young voters, spurred on by the riots after the Freddie Gray incident and the days where there was an uprising here in the city, may want to engage in this election, get registered to vote, and may have some sway.
I'm going to just say good luck. Oh. I mean, look, you want to find votes in this city? Let me tell you to go to the senior centers in this city because that's where the votes are. Don't get me wrong. I love all those people down in Sandtown, Winchester. Almost 50% of them can't vote. They have felony records, and that's not where you're going to find the votes. But let me suggest this, because it was suggested to me by several campaign folks and folks who follow politics, that this is going to be a different kind of election campaign, and I'm talking about a social media campaign. Thus, the reason why she announced on social media. That will be the rollout for much of what you're going to see from the Dixon campaign. And it's going to be an interesting race because, you know, I think the governor who utilized social media to get elected has proven that that's a potential strategy. Mm-hmm. The question is, will it work in Baltimore City?
Let's go back to a caller. James is calling from East Baltimore. James, we only have a couple of minutes left. Thanks for calling in.
How you doing?
I'm great.
I just think that she doesn't deserve a second chance because, you know, the chance that she was given, she was a puppet at that point in time, and we need a change in Baltimore. It's not a time to give second chances. I know she made a mistake, but it was also a mistake that the Cavs made with Freddie Gray. And it's not time for us to just keep looking back on what if this person did it this way. It's time for us to move on and look for a better change. We need change in Baltimore. We have kids coming up, and they see a lot of things that's going on. We just need change. We need somebody different, somebody that's going to not make that same mistake.
That's James saying we need change. Hila Dixon isn't his answer. Charles Robinson, financial and political and business correspondent for Maryland Public Television. Great journalist. Thanks for being with me today.
Hey, no problem, Anthony. Just one last little
Very
tidbit.
Quickly.
I don't think this is a Marion Barry campaign.
We're going to talk about that. The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information, www.meq.com. I'm sitting in for Mark Steiner. The music you're hearing is Just My Imagination by The Temptations.